Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
7:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Good morning to you. Now, I said to you, Ed, I want the Knicks to make this series interesting because 3-1 is just not my thing. And right now, the Pacers, who I've never liked, by the way, for no particular reason. You ever had a team you just don't like? You don't know why?
Pacers.
That's the Pacers. You have a reason. I don't really have a reason. They're in Indiana. They're up 2-1 over the Knicks. Now, you say you think the Knicks are the better team here.
Mm-hmm. I do. I think when the Knicks are on the floor, they're starting five versus theirs, they have the better players. But Indiana's got more depth. And the way, Thibodeau plays, it can be a detriment, especially if you go to overtime. These guys are on the floor for, 48 mm-hmm. minutes, 50 minutes. It's kind of crazy. So I think that could be a factor. But I just think the Knicks are a better team. But that's not always how it works out. The game's not played on paper.
I think you talk about Thibodeau. I think he's a good coach, not good enough. I'm not a fan. I think he's a coach that can get a team to the playoff level, mm-hmm. but I don't think he's get you over the top type of coach. Largely because of the philosophy that you just pointed out. These guys play way too many minutes.
Yep.
But I've never been I don't think he's a bad coach. His resume suggests that I would be foolish if I said he's a bad coach. I think he's a good coach that's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at moments like these is when you start looking at, what he does and his philosophy and what he's trying to do. And you're like, okay, I don't understand what you're trying to do right now. Was it the first game when the Knicks were up big with 2 minutes left and Indiana came back? Like, when things like that happen, you still
came back. They just threw it.
Yeah, just like, dude, what's going on right now?
They were ahead. I can't remember what the number was now, but even with less than a minute left, I think they had a 9-point lead. They were up 17 with 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
They just completely threw the game away. And I think if they lose this series, that's the game that's going to haunt them forever.
It just had no ability to stop the run. Your teams will come back come back on you, but at some point you get a stop somewhere.
Yeah.
At some point you hit a big bucket. And it just seemed like to me, down a stretch in game one, his offensive game plan was, all right, go get me a bucket. There's just no game, go get me a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You want your best player to be able to do that based on you running some offense. And to me, it just looked like they had nothing. He's one of those just let the guys play type of guys. I would love to see that series get tied up tonight, not only because for entertainment purposes, but because I want the Knicks to go to the finals. The other team I wanted to face in the finals looked like they're not going. Looks like they're not going to go. And that team was Timberwolves.
Yeah, and they had a great opportunity last night. But they just kind of...
Despite being outplayed by the Thunder. The Thunder, honestly, they just completely outplayed them, and the game results didn't look like that.
No. No, that's what I mean. That was your night to grab them and steal a win from them. And they couldn't do it. And that, I think that's going to haunt them because I think the Thunder are just going to roll.
It's one thing for SGA to get 40 points, but to let Jalen Williams score 34 mm-hmm. and Chet Holmgren score 21 all in the same game, all in the same game, and to only lose by 2 points in that game.
That's the point. if you would tell somebody you're going to hold them, you know, to this, and that's what they're going to, and you lose by two to this team that is loaded with young talent, I think that's it for them.
Julius Randolph, only 5 points last night. You got to do better. You got to do better. Dante DiVincenzo, 21 points off the bench. Alexander Walker, 23 points off the bench. But Julius Randle plays 28 minutes and scores 5 points. Yeah. He's 1-for-7 from the field.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do better in a situation like that. He goes 3-for-7 and win the game.
Yeah. I mean, just a little bit better. Yeah. It was just terrible. Terrible.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I have not had a chance to talk to you about this. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, mm-hmm, winning the MVP. Do you agree?
I mean, I think he's the MVP the way Josh Allen's the MVP. He had MVP seasons. He averaged 32 points a game.
But there's somebody better.
I think, yeah.
There's someone more deserving. That's Joker for me.
Yeah, and I think so too. But I think it's a case of fatigue. People get tired of seeing
Joker fatigue.
Yeah, people get tired of seeing the same player.
You can't say Lamar fatigue.
No, that's racist. I remember that. Yes. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But I think it is Joker fatigue. It is. Yeah. I mean, do you want to keep giving this guy? I think, and on the football side, I think guys said, "Listen, man, let's be honest. 2025, Lamar's going to be here again. We can give him the MVP then. But let's take a break on this right now." And I think they say the same thing about Joker.
I think so too, because I think both those guys can win the MVP multiple times going forward still. So, like, I think SGA is like the Josh Allen MVP.
That's a
great season.
That's a great comparison because they're both freaks. Like, Joker's a freak because he's like so unathletic.
You look at him, yeah.
He's so unathletic.
Yeah.
But yet he just dominates.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar is a freak because he's so athletic, but still so fundamental. I mean, that's a dangerous combination. I'm more of an athlete than you. Oh, and by the way, I'm fundamentally sound.
Yeah, and get better every season.
So that's a good comparison. He's the MVP like Josh Allen's the MVP. Had a great year, an MVP caliber year, but there was somebody in the league better.
Yeah, because you can't argue. It's not like it's outrageous if they picked him. Like, oh, my God, how could you – yeah, okay. I get it.
They didn't pick Brunson as MVP. No disrespect, but Brunson is a great year. He's not in the MVP conversation.
No.
They picked the guy who was in the conversation.
Brunson's on his way to being the greatest Nick of all time.
I can't wrap my brain around that.
I know. He is, though.
I don't know. I'll take that from a Knicks fan, but I can't say Jalen Brunson, greatest Nick of all time.
Not yet.
If you notice, I slow it down when I say it. I don't want them things to roll together. Greatest Nick of all time.
Right.
You got to slow it down. Got to pause in between. I don't know. I mean, what does he have to do to be the greatest Nick?
Lead him to a championship.
He ain't going to do that this year.
Yeah. He ain't going to beat the Thunder. I don't know if they're going
to
beat the Pacers.
So if they get to the championship, if they get to the NBA final, does he become the greatest?
Not this season. He's got to do it for a couple of seasons. They got to be in the playoffs. He's got to lead them back to the postseason, you know, a couple of times and play the way he's playing. Because I mean, the greatest Nick of all time never won a title. That'd be Ewing, probably. Because, I mean, I love the old Nick teams. You know, Walt Frazier and Willis Reed and Bill Bradley. All those guys. I love those guys. Great players. Ewing's better. Never won a title. Then it could be, you know, that could be Brunson.
So we could have if Brunson continues this for another 4 years, gets the two NBA titles, and wins none, we could have the two greatest Knicks of all time never winning a title.
Correct.
That's bad for an organization.
Yes.
Yep. Because the greatest Orioles of all time won World Series. Mm-hmm. The greatest Ravens of all time. Could Lamar be the greatest Raven of all time not winning the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ah.
Who's a better quarterback, Dan Marino or Bob Greasy?
But we're not talking about the greatest.
I mean, it is the greatest quarterback in Dolphins history. They won a title.
I have a hard time with that, man. We're saying, was Dan Marino greatest Dolphin of all time?
Greatest Dolphin quarterback.
No, we're talking about Lamar being the greatest Raven. He's already the greatest Raven quarterback, but is he the greatest Raven of all time? See, Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, but is he the greatest Dolphin of all time?
I'd have trouble with Lamar being the greatest Raven because of Ray Lewis. He led them to two titles. That's tough.
You say what you want, man.
Yeah.
Don't forget about 52.
Can't forget about 52.
We might have to do that one day, Joe. Greatest Raven of all time. Don't be prisoners of the moment now. Don't forget about 52. That was a bad man.
Most intimidating guy in the league.
Most cerebral guy in the league.
Yeah. Hardest working.
At least on the defensive side. He and Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Yes. He wasn't Michael Vick, who was blessed with his immense talent and was lazy. Because Michael Vick admitted that.
Oh, yeah.
That he got, when he went to the Eagles, when he got a second chance, he started studying. And said, with the Falcons, he was lazy. Ray Lewis was lazy.
Michael Vick gets upset when people compare Lamar to him.
Yes.
Not because he's better. Yeah. I didn't work like Lamar.
Yeah.
I didn't get better every year like he does.
Ray Lewis not only outworked people physically, but he would watch film constantly.
Greatest Raven of all time. I got to go with Ray Lewis easily. Yeah, hands down. It's not even. Yeah. Get out. Lamar's got to win at least one to be in that conversation.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.